So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
We've been playing it cool, but we do have a few things to tell you.
Tell me. I'm gonna blush.
We always say a very exciting guest, but this is exclamation mark very exciting guest.
We have Maddie Jepson, and if you don't know who she is, then educate yourself.
What are you doing? You'll be on a spiral for a long time.
But what side of TikTok are you on?
The best spiral you've ever been on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey guys.
Welcome to Common Chaos.
Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling?
I feel amazing. I'm in the presence of two most beautiful girls I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh. And I actually don't think you understand how intimidating it is to actually sit across from you guys.
Really?
You're so beautiful.
Shut up. Like I literally said before, I saw you like walk past the door and it hadn't hit me yet that you were going to grace my household. Like literally be in my living room. And I literally went, as you walked past, I went, oh, she's here.
I feel a bit nervous.
No.
I'm nervous.
She goes, oh, she's here.
Oh my God.
It's like that queen literally just entered my flat.
I love this flat.
Thank you.
As soon as I come in, I said, wow, it's gorgeous.
Thank you. My secrets that I thought we should just tell her and start out. Like, not only do we love you, but her whole family.
Oh,
is yeah. So when we were in, we actually have videos that I can show her.
Yeah.
Her little sister Ness is like amazing at doing your
love you.
Love you.
Love you. Like you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're listening, Maddie does this. Oh, there's Lola at the door. Maddie does this. What would you even fucking call this?
I don't know.
Have you named it anything?
No, it's just like, I don't even know how it started. I don't know, like,
is it you or is it a character?
It's me, but yeah. It kind of has become a bit of a character, I'd say.
Long story, it's because if you haven't seen it on TikTok, Maddie does this like wave and like her tongue is freakishly long.
It's
long and pointy. And
it just moves real quick and
I
rapidly.
I can't do it. Like, I don't know how you do it. But anyways, her little sister Ness is fucking incredible at doing it. And there's this one video of her in Mykonos and she's up on a table in a club going across the club the whole time. And that was our sign call to each other in Europe.
We'd be like,
we go to each other.
Oh my God.
The whole Europe trip. Last,
oh my God, I love it.
Last year. And it has continued for a year now. Like, this has been ongoing.
Yeah, that was my 29th birthday last year, July.
So when I say, I was nervous for you to enter because, you know, you've been a big part of our lives.
I feel like you're a cultural reset.
The MGJ effect.
There we go. It's MGJ. Got a name.
I love it. I was about to say, what's that?
Maddie Grace Jepson.
Grace Jepson effect.
Use your fucking brain, Cardia.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Oh, that's so funny.
We just, love that. There's just been so many moments you've really slipped into our lives. Aww. And brought us lots of humor and joy. And we love that.
Yeah.
But anyways, enough about that. Yeah. Just had to tell you.
I love it.
Let's talk about you.
Oh, God.
Well, no, you're a Leo. You love it.
Yeah, there's going to be watching. Lots of,
I know.
Lots
oh, yeah.
of characters walking past.
I'm beautiful. What's past? I look good.
Sometimes there are some hotties.
Yeah.
So right. We always like to ask everyone when they come on a mantra or quote that you live by. Do you have one?
Yeah. Well, this took me a while to pick Because I've kind of got like two main ones.
You can say as many as you want.
Okay. I'll tell the first one, which is one that I've lived by for like years. Mm-hmm. And it's don't bully yourself.
Mm. Yep.
You're your own best friend. Mm-hmm. And like that was one that I learned like when I was like in counseling, like when I was younger. And I've always thought that that just like really resonated with me. I'm like, oh my God, why would I bully my own self? Mm. You know? But then the more recent one that I really like that I actually heard on TikTok was, if someone tells you you're too much, tell them to go find less.
I like
and
that.
And I love that one.
No, I love that one a lot.
I think when you're like confident, especially like as a woman, right? When you're like really confident and funny and like loud, not, I don't even say I'm like loud, but you know when you just, you command a space, mm-hmm. right? Like, I think often you're told, like, you're just, oh, she's too much, or like, it's too much. And I just think a man would never be told that.
Mm. No.
Like, they just would never be told, like, so oh, true. He's too much. Like, I just think, you know,
yeah, it's tone
like,
it down.
It's so much, it's just like stems from misogyny, and I just hate it. So I just think, well, go find less then. Like, go away. I'm never going to stop being myself for you.
You're a fucking Leo. And so are you. Isn't I feel it? Like you've experienced I know, like, I feeling like it. Too much
you,
as well.
You couldn't have nailed it more on the, like, being less or being too much. I always have a complex that I'm too much, quote unquote, but I'm like, I am sorry I'm a weird bitch. Sorry I'm pure entertainment 24/7.
Yeah, and also sorry that you're boring.
Boring as fuck.
If you're boring, just say so.
Yeah, literally. Like, just say it. Like, I can already sense it from you, sweet.
They're like, really, I like both of those a lot. And the bullying yourself one is so true because we can be so harsh on ourselves and literally. It's ridiculous.
And I remember like my like counselor therapist like said to me like the things you say to yourself, like if you were to like say that to somebody, like literally point your finger at somebody and say those things you say to yourself, it would be bullying.
Yeah,
like, you'd be a bully. And I'm like, and I was like, oh my God, like I literally bully myself. Like I would never allow somebody else to say those things to me. So why would I do it to myself?
Yeah, self-talk is so important. Yeah. We struggled with it. Remember a year ago, we talked about it a lot on the pod, how we would like look in the mirror and we'd just start picking apart what we hate about ourselves or just constantly picking anything apart about ourselves. So,
yeah. And I always say if you can't be your own biggest fan, then how do you expect anyone else to gravitate towards you or see your beauty or the things that are amazing about you because you're just giving off this energy like, I hate myself and like, pick on me.
Literally. Like you're then saying like, it is okay for people to think those things of me because I think of it myself. And I'm like, no. I mean, I'm still guilty to like, be my own worst bully, but like I always have to remind myself like, oh my God, I've got only myself for the rest of my life. Like I only truly know myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm like as if I would be my own worst enemy.
We're all guilty of it. Yeah, disgusting.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled babbel.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Before we get into anything else, if anyone doesn't know who you are, shame on them. Would you like to give a background on what your life was before TikTok for starters? Okay. Because you obviously are known from TikTok. Uh-huh. What was your life before TikTok? How you began your TikTok career? Like what was either the video that popped off or the moment or like why you decided to jump on TikTok and become Maddie Jepson?
Oh. I don't know where to start. Well, before TikTok, I was training musical theatre, and I had, that's like all I've done my whole life is like drama and dancing and singing and stuff. Like,
it makes sense.
Can you tell? Yeah. Can you tell? No, and so I was training in that, and I trained in that for like 5 years. So I was like really committed to it and like hardcore, you know, training full time. And that was like what I was going to do, like perform. That's what I was just, what I was going to do. And then I graduated my degree course in musical theatre into COVID.
Oh.
So I got sent home early my third year, which is like the final year. And it was just such a bummer. And I was like, oh, it was just like so depressing. And it was a mixture of things. It was depressing in that sense of like, oh, I didn't get to finish my third year. And it was like hard for the industry and everything. But it was really good on a personal level. But regardless, I just started making videos because I don't even know why, just out of boredom. Mm. And I kind of forgot that like what you put out on the internet, like everyone can see it. And it was just kind of like a harsh reality check when I like they started going viral, and I was thinking, oh my god. And then the first video that went viral was so random, and it was literally me just like swinging my arm around like really fast, like I don't even know what it was. It was like so random. Do you remember the trend? And it was like it's like don't ever speak to me like that again, you fucking little slag.
Kind of.
Like, and then everyone was like swinging.
Oh my god, yes, kind of.
Oh my god. I did that like literally before I went to bed. It was about 11 PM. I was about to go to sleep. I thought, I saw this trend. It was like really early on, this trend. I was like, I'd be so good at that. Put my phone up, I was like, that record. Boom, 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 boom. Did it. And it was like, I've got like hyperextended arms. So my like arm was like literally looked like it was getting dislocated. Like it was crazy. And then I woke up in the morning, thousands of texts from my friends like, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And then I checked my phone and it had like literally gone viral overnight.
The sun just like also started beaming as you said. And then wake up, Maddie, oh look, God. You're a star. The sun's beaming in the windows.
Wow.
What year was this, by the way?
That was 2021.
Okay.
And how many views did it get?
Like overnight, it was like 3 million views.
Wow. And that's, wow. That's so like overnight's a lot.
From like 11 p.m. to when I woke up at like 8:30 a.m, 3 million views. And bearing in mind, I've never had a video go viral. Like ever. Like, and when I say viral, it just kept going over the weeks. And like over the week, like it was at like 13 million views.
What the hell?
Yeah, wild. So I was a shell of a human. Like I couldn't leave my room. I felt so anxious. Like I
really
never, oh my God, I felt
what
so
were
exposed.
You feeling? What emotions?
I felt so exposed because you're like, I just did it as a joke, guys. It was just a joke.
Like, now everyone's like seeing this side of me. And at the time, you know what's so funny? Is like you and you first meet somebody and you're like, when can I kind of like show my weird side? I was like, now everyone just knows that I'm really fucking weird.
That's what I was gonna say, is that this personality online is like everyone's, when they have like get into that weird mood and they just start being like,
yeah,
like we with get their friends into it, like every day pretty much. Yeah. When we're
you're
together.
Like I'm like this but, to everyone now,
but you're yeah. like documenting those moments
literally.
And everyone can relate to it because everyone gets in weird moods sometimes and just want to be weird.
I know, literally. But it was so weird at the time, that first one, because it was so random and niche that I was like, oh my God, like, what do I even do with this now? Like, because I'd gained quite a few followers. I got like, I think it was like 15K.
Just from that.
Just from like me swinging my arm around.
No, it's actually ridiculous. And I was literally like,
oh my God, I can't leave my house. Like,
I'm so
famous. I'm going to have paparazzi. Like, and I was like so embarrassed, but... Then eventually I was like, okay, I'm not going to put any pressure on this and just like see what happens. And then I don't even know what happened. It kind of was like a slow moving thing for a few months. And then I would say like of April 2021 was when it like got wild and like was racking up the followers.
Is that when that love you?
That was when I started doing love you. And I started doing like, because that's what I've done always.
No, seeing it live is like really such an experience. Like I should be paying for this ticket. Like, please do it again. Do it again, please.
One more time.
Love you.
It's just so stupid.
It's so, isn't it wild that like, I feel like it's so funny because it's just such a simple random thing, but it's just you being you. And I think that's why it's so amazing. And I think it's so amazing that you've created such a platform from you just being you. And it's, I think that highlights to people, you should just always fucking be yourself.
Exactly. And it's been so nice on like on a personal level for me, because going on from when I said like, oh, how long can it be until like I can reveal like my weird side to people. Now, like it's been so great for me that I'm just like, I can just be myself from the get-go now.
Yeah. And it's like celebrated.
So, oh, I know. You know. And like, even, I mean, at the time I was in a relationship when it first started kicking off, and I hadn't even like been weird of like his like parents or like, and I was like, now they've seen this video of me, I'm like, they've never seen me be that weird ever, like literally not know me to be like that. And then next thing you know, there's a video of me like literally like being like so weird.
I thought you were gonna say you'd not been weird with him, like maybe it was a few months in, and you're I've like been weird with still him. Being like cutesy girl, and then all of a sudden you're going viral, and he's like,
this
version,
he's like, who is this girl?
No, I mean, luckily he did know me to be like that.
What did you end up doing about your theater studying? Is that still a dream of yours to perform in theater? Or
I mean, I would definitely do it, but I think when I actually like think back to like, it was all I ever was good at kind of at school. So yeah. It was just something I ended up doing because I'm not very academic.
Yeah.
Got a creative mood. Mind. Yeah. Like, so it was just something I just knew I was always going to go into being a performer or like an entertainer of some sort. So like when the TikTok just came about, I was like, well, this is still kind of like performing. Fulfilling. Mm. You know, it's very fulfilling and I'm still entertaining. And
yeah.
You're maybe still doing I'll just, what you love and what you're good at.
And maybe I'll come back to it. And I didn't know where it was going to go at the time, but I was like kind of ready to just, I was ready to leave the industry for a bit because it just got a lot of like changes going on. I felt like it's not really my time at the minute anyway. Like I'm not needed right now. Mm. They need to represent the people that need represented. So I was like, I'm happy to just go off and become be a weird TikTok star online.
Yeah. Pay to be yourself.
I feel like as well, you'll loop back around, you'll have your own show. You can have your own, what is it? Not Broadway. It's the West End here.
Yeah, the West End.
Would you do like a comedy show? Have you ever thought about actually doing comedy?
Yes. Sorry. I'm stumbling over my words.
You're like,
I got a little part in a comedy sitcom.
Amazing.
That's coming out, not sure when. It was supposed to be like out now and then it's kind of been pushed back on Channel 4, which is like a big UK channel here. That's like the start of my like comedy journey because when I was at drama school, like I never actually got to do any like comedy acting. And then since doing my TikTok, I felt like I kind of like managed to like take back the control on that. And I've just found such a love for it. I love it. Mm. I love, not only am I just like silly as a person, but I really like comedy acting and like the, you know, doing it. So that was really, really fun to do that. So I'm hoping like some stuff will come out from doing that because I would love to continue just doing the comedy thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, I mean, I would do other stuff, but like it makes more sense for me right now.
Yeah.
To just do like comedy stuff. But anyway, we'll see what happens. I'd go back into theatre, but it's not like my dream because I'm kind of like, I just feel like I'm living a dream right now. Like, it's just, I'm like, I have goals, but I don't want to put any pressure on anything.
Yeah.
You're happy where you are.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. So many people get to a place and then they go, okay, what's next? I want more. I want more.
Yeah.
Like it's actually really amazing to see that you're just like, I'm happy with exactly where I am and I don't care too much into the future.
Yeah. I don't like to think too, I definitely am really ambitious. Like I've got stuff that I want to achieve, but I like to be open-minded and just think whatever will be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like so much can come out of being online. Like so many opportunities come up and your life again could change tomorrow with an opportunity that gets presented. It's kind of just like you just strap in and you just roll with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know you're going to be fine. Yeah. I'm excited to watch it unfold. I'm ready. I'm ready for you to have your own show, honestly.
Yeah, would you do hosting or something?
Like,
yeah,
I would. I want you to have your own like Ellen show, really.
Oh, yeah.
It has to happen.
Be unreal.
Wait, do you have a podcast?
No, I don't.
You should maybe.
But also like, just but then like, even, just I think visually.
Yeah.
You're so visually hilarious.
That's what it is. I think I've been asked to do so by so many people to do my own podcast. And I think, but it is a visual thing. Mm. I'm putting together at the minute plans to like put out some more long form content.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a bit more like structured. Yeah. More like actual like comedy.
Oh, I'm excited.
Like a bit more like it feels like you're watching a show rather than just me being
silly.
My personality, you know what I mean? Because I want to put my mind to something creative.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what I mean. Like when I'm thinking about what I want to do, it's like I'm very happy with what's happening and the path is that it's going on, but I do always have this like yearning to be creative always, like because it's just in my bones.
I think you've come from a creative background, sometimes I feel the same when you do social media. It's a bit rinse and repeat because it's such fast turnarounds. You kind of start to like, you can lose that creative edge because you're like, oh, I just need to put something out.
Yeah.
Or stay on trend.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay relevant.
And when it's like short form content, it's great, but there's only so much creativity that could go into that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like just trying to find a new lease of life with content right now. And I think that what I've got in place for like the long form will be good. And that'll be like in place of like if I was to do a podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like giving people that extra thing, but in my own way.
Yeah. Talking trends, you obviously have like the Love You. Like I love you. And you also have the, if you know the words to the song. I don't know what you've called it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But did you expect that
to
blow up the way it has?
It's
because I've seen celebrities doing it.
Yeah, I keep getting asked to do it with like huge celebs.
Like you did Kylie Minogue. Recently.
Wait, an Aussie icon.
Yeah, I didn't see that. And Shania Twain. I played it with Shania Twain.
What?
It's actually wild.
No, we were sitting in the living room one day and Ashley says, if you know the words of this song, sing along. Sing along. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Literally. What are you singing? And then give me 2 minutes and I'm there on the couch. I was on it.
But you just can't stop. You want to keep going. Like it's actually addictive.
I know, but it's actually kind of really annoying me now.
And you're like, I'm done.
I'm like, I love it.
How did that come about?
I just honestly did it like so randomly. Like everything I do, I don't even think about it.
Like, Is your brain intrusive thoughts? Like, do you have a lot of it? I feel like you just get like random thoughts and then you just
literally. At least you're smart and you pick up the camera and do that.
I know. Well, I was on holiday with my family. We went to Greece and I was the only, so if you didn't know guys, I'm single.
The drama.
So let me know if anyone's
I'm a really good matchmaker. Like, I'll take you out. Let's do this.
Please.
I set up her and her.
Her and her.
Fill in the gap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We can do this. I'll do this with you. No, I am fucking Cupid.
Hang on. Okay, wait. What is the crack with Aussie boys?
No, I would never put you with one.
Even though I'm with
one. I want to protect you. I'm sorry. I know, but you're like, don't let me down like that. Do you like Aussie boys?
No.
They're hot.
They're hot.
But they're fucking.
They're all face.
They're all no chase.
Yes.
They're not buying you dinner, sweetie. They're not rolling out the red carpet for you. They want to talk about feelings? They'll gaslight you.
But British men aren't much better.
No, they're not. They're rubbish.
They're worse.
Do you know who are amazing? French men.
The guy
just walked past.
He saw you.
Come back.
Yeah. He recognized you.
And he
was on the phone. He goes, and he looks back. He kept looking back. He's gone now.
Oh, bless him.
No, he looks really sweet.
I agree. French men, I think they're sexy, but everyone says they're cheaters as well.
Oh.
But I say,
yeah.
What about Italians? I feel like Italians could be a vibe.
Mm.
Do you have a type?
Yes.
What is it?
Ooh.
Go on.
Are you seeing someone right now?
No, I'm not.
No, okay.
No, that's why we're putting the word out.
Well, it kind of changes. I thought what I was attracted to has changed really dramatically since being single.
I relate, sis.
Like, I was like, if I look at my ex now, like, I just, bless him. If you're watching this, I'm so sorry because we actually are not in bad terms. Like, but, like, I just wouldn't be with someone like him anymore. I just wouldn't. And he's not unattractive. Like, he's not, but as in... He's a very handsome boy, but as in, I just don't, yeah. I'm not tickling your fancy anymore. Like, no, I'm just not like, I don't gravitate towards his aesthetic anymore.
Yeah.
Why are we twins?
We are twins.
We've been traumatized by medium, ugly white men.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I just find it's probably something to do with like British men. Mm. Like they just make me feel a bit sick.
British, really posh British guys are like literally,
mummy. I need my washing done, mummy. Like it's just,
why do I just think
just
that?
The privilege.
Who's ever done that though?
But don't you think about them like that as well?
No.
Like,
don't you think
about some of them? Obviously, there's some like, yeah, hey, little mama.
You know what
like,
I've noticed they're all quite.
Do you know if they've got a bit about them? They've got a bit about them. Like, it's just the privilege. Like,
yeah, the entitledness.
Like, I just don't know. There's just they've got nothing about them. Mm. Give me a little bit of sexiness. Yeah. Give me. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like,
and
they don't have it. Anyway,
yeah,
roll on the hate. More the British.
No,
hi guys.
I've already said hello. We've got so many guests out the window today. We should honestly do a podcast leaning out the window, like interviewing people.
Yeah, this could start. This could be a segment.
Oh, you should do it.
Drag on people from the street.
I got you. That's my field of expertise, actually, amazing. Because you know.
It's well, my first ever boyfriend was from Trinidad.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
In the Caribbean.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, sorry. I'm so geographically challenged.
So am I.
I'm just... Your type's different now, and I'm going to take you out on the town, and we're gonna
yep.
set you up uh-huh. with the best man.
Please.
And so you like romance, Leo, obviously.
I love romance, and I need someone to be... to kind of make me feel a little bit like scared. Not scared, but like make me feel like small. Nervous.
And do you like they're above you?
They need to like...
Dominant.
They need to be dominant because I feel like I'm very dominant. Yeah. And like
literally you.
But like with my exes, I've always been like the dominant one. And like, I don't mind that. No. Like I think for like, I kind of need that as a little bit as well.
But like, you're not mummy anymore. I feel like you're not in your mummy area.
I'm not a mum.
Well, I can't talk.
Guys, how have we even got onto this topic? We were talking about something completely different.
Oh, this is my favorite thing to discuss is dating.
Same.
What's your ideal first date? Dream date?
To be honest, I've not really ever had like a really amazing first date. So I can't even be like, oh yeah, that was so good. Like, I just always think first dates are just about... like I wouldn't even want it to be like really, really special just in case I was like, oh, I don't even like you and
cringe.
I feel bad.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the pressure. I think going...
what? Just well, like if he's rolled out the red carpet and done a lot and you're like...
Yeah.
I'm just like, let's just go for a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think keep it casual the first time as like a test run. Like go for coffee or even just, like a drink or even a chill dinner. Like let's go to like Wagamama.
Yeah. Let's just
okay. Okay.
No, I instantly regretted that as I said that.
Sorry, I'm just gonna step right in. No one is taking you or me on a first date, any date, unless we're like balls deep in the Rello to Wagamama and we're in a hoodie and tracking and we're chilling.
To be fair, I've never been taken to Wagamama, just to clarify. No,
I've been to Franco Manca though.
I have.
Oh.
Not as a date. That we were just friends. That wasn't a date.
He thought it was a date.
He thought it was a date. He did.
He did. Yeah,
actually, he did.
He tried to tell
you
it was the date.
Oh no, I don't like that.
I was like,
oh no. I can't remember what we were talking about before this.
Oh, anyways,
Oh no, I was going to say, side note, you can sing, like proper sing.
We didn't even have to ask. I love it.
She can like actually sing.
I've seen, you're literally like a triple threat all star.
Yeah. Are you going to do anything with that?
Oh my God, record deal.
I don't know. I mean, I've had like, there's like stuff in discussion, but
you know Jay-Z's been in my inbox, you know?
Yeah, Jay-Z's fucking won't leave me alone.
No, but guys, you know, I'd actually like listen to like your alter ego version singing. Like I would actually like buy the album.
Your two albums.
Because I've had that as well. I've had literally people approach me like, would you do like a joke album? I'm like, no. Like,
you should.
A Christmas album.
A Christmas album.
Guys.
Why could I see
Can
it?
Can you just sing one sentence of a Christmas song in the voice? Like Jingle Bells or I don't know, whatever your...
Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All The Way. But like the thing is because I can actually sing, I was like, if I do a joke album, I will never be able to, even if I want it, like not that I ever think, I don't want to be a pop star, but like
do
even
you?
If that opportunity arose, I would never be able to do it.
Can you please
if you
become
do,
a pop star?
We better
star.
Get like VIP tickets to your first concert.
Yeah, sure. I'll get front row tickets. You'll have to be like get something to stop the spit. Because
I'm here for I can actually I literally get the tarot cards out. I'm going to tell you your whole life unfolding because I can see it.
Oh my
I
god
can.
Do you
I'm
read
a witch.
Tarot?
Yeah,
can we do it?
Yes,
I love tarot cards so much. I just remembered something.
What?
I got a reading through from this woman who's like a medium and she like DM'd me on Instagram, so I thought it was like sketchy. I was like, what's going on here? But can I just write? Hang on, I don't know if this needs to even be in, but it's like so interesting. She was like, all I need is a picture of yourself and
your password.
Email address. Yeah, picture of yourself and your password and your card details. No, and then so she just, a picture of yourself and your email. And then I was like, yeah, whatever. And then she sent this full blown, like 3-page email, like all about my life. And like, basically, it's getting kind of deep now, but I just love stuff like this,
no,
don't
I
you?
Love this
well, we talk a lot about we talk about spiritual, like I'm woo-woo. We're both woo-woo as fuck.
Oh my God, I'm really spiritual.
Yeah.
Welcome. And anyway, my mum's dad, so I say that because he's my granddad, but I never met him. He passed away when my mum was like 19, okay? So like he's always, like he's my granddad, but I've just never met him, right? So anyway, she's doing this reading and she was like writing all this stuff down and then she said, oh, and my mum's name is Ketin, which is a really quite an unusual name. Yeah. Like, don't even know anyone else called Ketin. Like, it's random.
Yeah.
But, like, she's always called Ket for short. Like, my dad calls her Ket, and, like, everyone.
She'd be popular in Australia.
I know. Literally, it's a weird one. It's a weird one.
I was about to make the joke, but I was trying to be make respectful. Make the joke.
It's a weird one, but anyway.
Love you, Ketty.
So it's like, love you, Ket. And anyway, so, like, she, like, it's just not really a known name at all. So anyway, she's, like, writing in this stuff, and she's like, oh, I can see, like, past loved ones. She said, a guy, a man has come forward. He's like a big guy, and he's really funny, and he, I'm struggling to breathe while I, like, get to this point. And she said, and sometimes that happens when someone's passed away from a heart attack or lungs or something.
Oh, I thought because he was so funny, like she was, it was like an indication, like she can't breathe because he's so funny.
No, I should have said that. It started off with, oh, I can't breathe when I'm writing this.
No, my brain just honestly works all certain different ways.
And anyway, and she was like, oh, and he keeps saying a name over and over, Ket. And no, I was like, stop it. Because how, I don't put anything about my family online.
Mediums are crazy.
And I was like, how would anyone know the name, like Ket? Because it's like random.
Yeah, niche.
Like so random. And he died from a heart attack because he held his breath too long underwater.
What?
So literally the heart and the lungs, literally what she said. Like struggling to breathe.
He purposefully did that or he drowned?
Well, he had a heart attack because I don't know the ins and outs, but he was holding his breath underwater and then it just, very tragic. But like, just like, how crazy that she knew that.
And reached out to you. No, I think
literally.
I grew up going and seeing psychics and being around them and doing card readings. Like, I feel like when I was young, I was a little witchy poo.
Oh,
but when I first saw a medium, like an actual medium that talks to like dead people thing, I was blown to the floor.
Yeah.
Like, I'd already experienced a lot of that. And then when they really tune in, that's why I'm always like, when people are so skeptical on it, I'm like, just experience it from someone good. And like, you can really feel so insightful about your life. Like, do you feel like she gave you good information that you could take away, or was more just like, whoa?
She did. It was very like, it was more like just reassuring.
Yeah.
You know, like she was just like, you're on the right path. Like it's, you've got a bright future, which was like, oh.
Yeah, because it scares me.
Oh.
Scares me.
Put you in a moment, sweetie.
God.
It scares me to think about someone telling me something I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
I like to be like rainbows and butterflies. Nothing bad happens. Like, I like to be naive on purpose. Mm. So I think if I was to be fed information that I didn't like, it would really play on my mind and like drive me crazy. But
you can always determine the course of your life. Sometimes the psychic will give you a little heads up.
Yeah.
And it can kind of.
Yeah.
It's complex. Like, it's complex how it works. But
someone was telling me recently they were in Korea and they were saying that they went and saw like a medium and that they told them they were going to be in a car crash next year.
Oh, well, that's.
That's like just.
And
not,
I'm like why would you ever want stupid. To. Even if you got that, received that, like. Now
you're
that
not manifesting
person
it
for
and you're
a
waiting.
Year is going to be. You know, wondering what day is it that I'm going to be in this car crash.
But I also don't think they actually have the ability to like know like, oh yeah, you're going to be in a car crash. Like,
yeah, maybe they can sense. Sometimes they'll say things like, or say even if I'm doing cards for someone, you'll get an imagery of something.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that. And any good psychic should be like, oh, I'm getting images of this. It could relate to someone else.
Yeah.
It could be a car breaking something. They should never just say you're gonna be in a fucking car crash.
No.
What I was gonna say as well is that you have your spiritual path with like your spiritual decisions, and then you have like your human path and your human decisions, and like they're supposed to like align as such, but sometimes you might step into like the human decision which might change your spiritual path or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just love all of that.
yeah
we could honestly talk about it for a long time.
We're going to carry on talking about it after this.
I want to continue speaking about you. Back on track.
Yes. Sorry.
How do you deal with any online negativity? I know you probably get asked that a lot, and people, you know, are nasty online. We love to talk about mental health. Mm. So how do you deal with the online negativity, and what do you do to kind of calm any chaos of the online world in your normal life?
I'm not very good at dealing with it.
Oh,
like, I'll be completely transparent about it, because I think so many people online are just always like, oh, like.
You got to have tough skin.
Just tough skin. Like, it just comes with it. And I'm like, I'm a really sensitive person.
Why are we?
We are the same. But this is Leo's though. We've got a lot of love to give. And I think the thing is with me, I've always been a bit of a people pleaser. Like I'll never be like, I'm never ashamed to admit that. I always want people to like me. I think since being online, I've had to accept that that's not a thing. And it's actually been really good for me to like have that, like to be able to just be like, okay, not everyone's going to like me. And that's been really good for my development as like a person. But still, I have that part of me that I'm like, if someone says they don't like me, I'm like, why? Like, why don't you like me? Like, you would really like me.
Yeah, I'm actually fucking amazing.
In real life, I'm really nice. Yeah. And I'm a really good friend. And I'm really funny and cute. But like, I've been put in a position where I'm forced to face the fact that people aren't going to like me, which is fine. And also, I think I've come to terms with that, like, people are literally basing their opinion off me being silly and weird online, and not everyone's going to like that.
They're not going to get it. They might not understand it. Like, they might go,
there's people online that I see, I think, oh, I don't find that funny, you know, but I would never personally write a comment.
I think it comes from jealousy. They see how much success you've got from this and they don't get it, and then they attack you.
Yeah, and it's coming from someone who's just like a normal human, who's like got a normal life, and people, I think, they hate that it's not them because they're like, oh, it could have been me. Like,
everyone can be funny like that.
Anyone can be you because all you do is this, you know, and it's, I get it. Like, I do get it, but I don't know. I'm not very good at dealing with it. I'm not a very good person to
I remember people accusing you saying your accent is not real.
Oh my God. Oh my British God. Accent. That was a whole thing for ages. They were like, why do you keep putting the fake British accent on? We know you're not British.
You know what? I have to admit, when I first realized that you were actually British, I was shocked. I thought you were putting on a British accent and I thought you were like American or something.
I think it's because when I'm being silly, my accent like sways so much between like American, like, because I'll just be like, hey, what's going on? Like, like just as part of like the bit. But
and
like
the voice tone changes too.
Hi, beautiful. Aww. Sorry. Yeah, it does. And because my accent is like from up north, but then I also thought like, because I've lived down south for so many years, it like does sway. And I think American people don't know a British accent like that. Like they'll just be like, if it's not like, hello, like, oh, I'm going to see the Queen. Like, they're like, what is that accent?
No, but people genuinely in the world think just British accents are just fake. Like, and I sometimes think the same. Like when you hear someone just speak in a British accent out of context of being in England, it's like, oh,
yeah, darling.
Well, yeah, it is quite.
It's quite.
I'll actually be honest. Whenever theatrical. I hear it in a, it's like, very theatrical.
It's jarring. It's like when you hear an Australian accent in a film and it's all Americans and someone goes, oh yeah, I'm like, oh my God, my ears just got pierced. But British, when you hear British, you're like, oh.
But don't you think it's like, do you not think it's a bit evil that we've been like conditioned to think that the only normal accent is American?
No, it's
like, fuck off.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, and it's the most annoying, no offense. Yeah. Actually, I don't mind it. So I don't come for me, but people have generally voted America is the most annoying accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people have generally voted Australians the sexiest, apparently.
Yeah.
But I think
I think it's the Margot Robbie version of Australian accent.
Yeah, not our annoying fucking.
No, I think ours is not. You've got really sexy accents.
Well, I think ours isn't bad when we're speaking professionally. It's behind it's the scenes when it's just us two. What are you doing?
Oh my God.
We have nicknames for each other. It's
Sue and Lou.
Sue and Lou. Yeah.
Sue and Lou.
Sue Lou. It started as Sue Lou and then we broke them up and gave them.
You're now Mur.
Yeah, you're Mur.
Okay.
M-U.
Mur.
I love that.
Do you have any, I guess, practices that you do just to, for your mental health, your downtime, like things that you just enjoy that are offline and
the days where maybe you feel like, I don't want to do this anymore. I can't handle it anymore. Mm.
I've started having therapy again, which I think, you know, it's not actually the most realistic thing for everybody because of maybe personal opinions. And then also it's really not accessible to everybody. So that's like a very personal thing that I'm very lucky that I'm able to do, but that's been great. I mean, I've only had 4 sessions and I already feel like I've look at things a lot differently. So that's something new that is helping me. But I think before that, I don't know. I think it's just, I feel things really intensely and like as a human, and I love that. I love that about myself that I do that. But I think I have this need to express my emotions. So like, I'm quite good at turning to people, even though it might be like painful.
No, you guys are the same.
Wow.
Same.
Chat later.
Big chat.
You rely a lot on friends.
Big cuddle after this.
Like, this is why I have this woman. She is the therapist.
And you're a Cancer.
I'm a Cancer.
And this is it. My mum's a Cancer.
Oh.
So there's something in this. There's something in the Leo Cancer duo.
There is.
Yeah.
Because we need, like, your energy. It's just the best.
It really is. The energy balances out each other. Yeah. I feel.
Definitely.
How do you deal with us?
No, but I love it. I'm so entertained. Like, my other best friend, he's a Leo as well. And he's so entertaining. Like, I'm always laughing. Yeah, we're easygoing. So I feel like we just go with the flow.
So do you feel like for you to, I guess, deal with what you're going through when times get a bit tough, like just talking about it, expressing it, getting it off your chest?
And I'm quite resistant to doing that recently. Like, I feel... I don't know. I used to be really, really, really just like offload. And I think maybe, there was specific points and specific things that happened that made me feel like I couldn't do that, which I'm now kind of like learning that it is okay to be like that. And it's actually just who you choose to do that to. And if they're a true friend and they're nice people, then it's fine. So I just always feel so much better after talking about it with somebody.
And having a cry. I don't know if you're a crier.
I'm such a crier. Same. I just think, talk about it, and it's easier said than done, but I think that's my main thing. It's just talking out loud and...
Releasing
the emotion, and also coming off of offline. Like, if I need just like a break, like, I will just come off for the day. No one even knows that you're gone. That's the thing. Like, I think at the beginning, I was like, oh my God, I can't take a few days off because, oh my God, my algorithm's going to go. And like, people don't actually even notice that you've not posted. Like, so.
Especially with TikTok, I feel like videos can pop up on the For You page from like weeks, months ago.
Exactly. So for me, I'm just like, if I just need to like come off for a couple of days, I will.
Have a chill.
Yeah. Like, talk to my mum, you know, or just normal things. I don't have anything special that I do.
Just the little things that make you happy.
Yeah.
It only has to be one or two things, and then your cup feels filled up again.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't have, I think that's what people get mixed up with, is like, oh, there's like, I have to do a specific kind of thing or a whole bunch of things to feel better. But it could literally just be running a bath, turning your phone off, reading a book, watching your favorite show, and then you feel like reset.
Yeah. I think also like being able to be social, which is so lovely and a privilege, like that I've got such a good group of friends, that's like just so helpful to be able to just like go and distract yourself, and then, you know, not ignore the feelings, but if it's just like to get it off your mind, that's like the best thing ever.
Yeah, sometimes
having
you're not,
fun.
Oh, sorry.
Having fun. We're just having such a good time today.
I feel like that's everything that I kind of wanted to chat with you. I mean, we could talk all day, but this has been so much fun.
We've just been nonstop chatting away.
I feel high from laughter.
That's the best feeling. Yeah.
We're gonna go get some food now.
We're gonna eat, and we're gonna cuddle, and we're gonna kiss.
We're gonna kiss. You don't need no man.
Plot twist: she's into girls now.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who fucking knows?
It's 2023.
I've never had an experience with a female. I really want to try.
Really?
I've like made out with girls, but never like, you know, more. But the day will come.
No, the day will come. If it comes, it comes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll flow with the wind. Lou has. She can be our leader in this. Yeah.
Well,
next conquest.
One of my best friends, Georgia, is a lesbian, and like I talk to her about it all the time. I'm like, I just feel like I should just try it. She's like, try it.
I love how supportive lesbians are for the trial. They're like, yes, come on. Come to the good side. Like,
sexuality is so fluid, guys.
It is fluid these days. And I feel like you don't have to put a label on it or, you know.
Exactly.
Experimenting is very different to, you know, dating, full-blown dating.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you, Maddie.
I had a note to end on.
I always end it.
All right, well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
And
love you.
Make sure you check out Maddie's Tickies and Insta and...
Oh, yeah, all my socials.
Oh, yeah, what's your plug?
All of that.
I hate that word.
What's your plug?
At Maddie Grace Jepson on TikTok and Instagram. And I don't have X.
What's that?
Twitter.
Oh. So it changed to X.
X.
Pardon?
Yeah, they've changed it to X. I don't have it.
Why would they change it? I loved how it was like Twitter.
Not that I used it. Elon Musk changed it to X.
Elon Musk did.
Yeah. Oh, because he's got SpaceX.
Unless this 6,000 USD in my Bitcoin's real, then
this is so weird that maybe it's real. Is that not a sign? What? I think I got scammed today by TikTok. So there was this thing. It says I've got $6,000 though. Do too. Yeah, I know. I told my mom, told her, she called me everyone. Right away. Said quickly, I'm going to make you rich fast. Get rich fast. TikTok said Elon Musk has posted this tweet. It's fucking obviously a fake tweet. Saying join up to this website. Like, how dumb do I sound? Have you seen it?
I've seen it. You did it.
I did
it. Fake. Is a fake because we did it. We have 6,000 in our Bitcoin thing though.
We've not cashed out. We've not cashed out.
It's zero to cash out though. If you look at the cash out.
No, it says you can cash out.
No, it says Bitcoin balance and then cash out balance.
Look, anyways, I got fucking scammed. I thought it was real Elon Musk because it seemed really legit. But how dumb am I?
Elon Musk posted a tweet and deleted because it 30 seconds after he
Elon
posted
Musk
it.
Would do something like that. Like, here, I'm going to give thousands of dollars to people that sign up. And I'm thinking, Elon, I don't know you, but I feel like you're a homie and you would do that. You're so fucking rich. Do that. But of course he wouldn't.
I don't think he's a homie.
How dumb am I?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know anything about like him. Really. My mum's actually sat next to him on an airplane. Wait, really? I've got a funny story before we go.
What? Does he smell? Does he
ready?
Smell?
Qantas flight.
Like what? Like poo. I don't know.
Yeah. He looks like he'd smell like weird alien like.
I think it smells like gooch or something.
Yes. So my mum was on a Qantas flight. So it was a domestic flight, and in Oz, on the domestic planes, the business seats are actually business seats, not the stupid ones like in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
They're two big seats next to each other, and my mum always, like, she's so, like, bougie in this way. She would always book, like, 1A. She would always want to be at the front, 1A. She gets on the – is boarding the plane, and they go, I'm sorry, Miss Milan, like, can we just move you to 1B because someone actually really wants your seat? And she's like, no. No, I booked the seat.
Good for her.
I'm
bitch.
Sitting in 1A.
Yeah.
Who fucking sits next to her?
It's Elon Musk.
Wait, so she didn't move.
She didn't move. And Elon Musk was sat next to her. And he like got on and was like,
What a freak. Why wouldn't he just go sit in 1B, the freak?
Yeah. I know. How funny is that? Just on the
was
topic
it the
of
the window seat.
I don't know if it was the
aisle
or the
window.
Oh,
wait, sorry, wait. 1A, 1B are next to each other. So literally. He actually did sit in 1B.
Yeah.
I get it. I thought it was like the row behind.
He did, but.
Oh, God.
But probably because it was closer to the window so less people could see him. But first class then.
You can afford it. No, it's a domestic flight. Oh, and he was obviously going like Sydney Breeze or something. Yeah, take your private jet. Take your SpaceX to the fucking moon. Anyways.
Right, we tried to end this podcast about nine times.
We don't want it to end.
Okay, bye.
Love you guys.